AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The bill President Trump wants to end the partial government shutdown is before the Senate. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell expects a vote later this week.
All that needs to happen is for our Democratic friends to agree that it's time to put the country ahead of politics, take yes for an answer, and vote to put the standoff behind us.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says McConnell and President Trump need to come to their senses and open up government.
You can't have a compromise when one side declares, this is what we want, and this is what you want.
Democrats say this bill doesn't do enough to help Dreamer immigrants, and President Trump should reopen the government before negotiations can start. The White House is moving ahead with President Trump's State of the Union address next week. Here's the AP Sagar Magani.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has asked the president to delay the address while the government shut down. A White House official, though, says the administration's moving as originally planned for the president to address Congress next Tuesday, and says the White House has asked the House Sergeant-at-Arms to schedule a walkthrough at the Capitol. It's also working on contingency plans and considering potential backup venues like a rally. Pelosi did not address the White House's decision to move forward, saying only, "We just want people to get paid for their work." Sagar Magani, Washington.
The military says an American service member has been killed by enemy fire in Afghanistan. No other details have been released. Near Rochester, New York, three men are facing charges of plotting to attack a rural Muslim community with explosives. Patrick Phelan is the police chief in Greece, New York.
We recovered 23 firearms and three improvised explosive devices.
The three are accused of plotting to attack Islamburg, a 60-acre Muslim area west of the Catskills. A tentative deal has been reached in Los Angeles to end the six-day teacher strike in the city. This is AP Radio News. It's another sign of tough times in the housing industry.
Sales of homes in the U.S. plunged about 6.5% last month. That's according to the National Association of Realtors. The median sales price in December of $253,000 was just under a 3% increase from last year, the smallest price growth in 6 years. For all of 2018, sales of existing homes fell 3%. Home sales have slowed after years of strong price growth, and modest inventories have hurt affordability. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Fans of the New Orleans Saints are not letting go a missed penalty call during Sunday's NFC Championship game. There are several billboards in Atlanta, home of the Super Bowl, that read, "Saints got robbed and NFL blew it." A New Orleans car dealer paid for the billboards. The Saints lost the game in overtime to the Los Angeles Rams, and the Rams are going to the Super Bowl. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.